I think it's probably pertinent to firstly explain what Yom Kippur is for our listeners who aren't familiar with it and why yesterday was such a holy day in the Jewish calendar.
Yom Kippur is the annual Jewish day of introspection, of reflection, thinking about what we did last year and thinking about what we're going to do better next year. It's a day of fasting. It's a day of depriving yourself of pleasure in order to focus on what's really important in our lives. And Jewish people, even Jewish people who don't come to synagogue frequently, will often make this the one time of the year when we come together. I think that, you know, it's very interesting that all of this happened on a day when we talk about, as a community, when we talk about people who've given their lives in God's name and given their lives for the community. And so we were bizarrely in just the right headspace to deal with this kind of tragedy. We were all there together. We were all there with spiritual leadership. And I think that made a real difference to us.
Do you think, following yesterday's awful atrocity, that this will make people more hesitant to come to synagogue?
I think the Jewish people in Surrey know that our synagogues cooperate with the Community Security Trust, which is our security charity, with Surrey Police, and with each other, with our own community security volunteers, to keep each other safe. So no, I think that we are confident that we can still come together because the community in Surrey enables us all to come together.
I know that some synagogues before this happened already had security in place. Is your synagogue one of those that already has a high security presence?
Northwest Surrey Synagogue has had volunteer security for as long as I've been here, which is 20 years. And we have close cooperation with the Elmbridge Borough Inspector from Surrey Police. We have training and training updates. We have security augmentation, which is partially funded by a national charity. We've taken security very seriously. Let me say that my own children have had to be trained in security because we need to be able to protect each other. And that's not just the old people, not just the adults. People all need to protect each other. And because we understand that there is special threat to the Jewish people here in Surrey, we have been taking this seriously for years. It's no exaggeration to say that the Jewish community of Surrey has been dreading exactly the kind of attack that we saw in Manchester. So we are prepared for it.
All the leaders have come out and condemned the attack. But what are the kind of things you would like to hear from our leaders, from people like the Prime Minister going forward?
I think the Prime Minister needs to get past the photo ops and start talking to the Home Secretary about how we are going to prevent this kind of attack in future. For the last 20 years, we have had our prevent and we've had our protect. And I am not convinced that central government is giving this the attention it deserves. The Prime Minister did just the right thing when he went straight away to a synagogue and showed his face. And the Leader of the Opposition did exactly the same thing, and it was exactly the right thing to do. But what we need now is serious attention to extremism, serious attention to radicalization, and a focus on ceasing the relentless demonization of Israel that turns into an unsophisticated, brutal message that people ought to attack Jews.
The police are asking people to call off their demonstrations. We know there are demonstrations every week at the moment taking place in central London. There's one scheduled to go ahead tomorrow. How does that make you feel, knowing that this has happened to your community and yet tomorrow people will still go onto the streets to protest?
I think it's important that people who have something to say have got the right to go out and say it peacefully. Protests themselves are not a problem. When I see the anti-Israel protest that I frequently see at the bottom of Guildford High Street, One of the things I think is I don't agree with the emphasis. I don't agree that they're advocating for what's best for the Palestinians, but they can go out and peacefully say it. I think, however, that the police recognize that there is a link between demonization of Israel and violence against British Jews. And we can recognize that link. We can suggest that perhaps there is a time to step away from delivering harsh messages that can turn into radicalization. And sometimes the best thing to do is to decide to be silent. I think that if people decide that they're not going to be silent at a moment like this, they should absolutely have the right to go out and say what they please peacefully in public.
What would you say to the community and people who aren't in the Jewish community in Surrey and Southwest London, but they want to support you? How can they do this?
We've had so many messages personally and as a community from our neighbors and from local government and from people who have been telling us that the people of Surrey stand four square with the Jewish people of Surrey. And that is wonderful to hear. And it helps us to be stalwart at a time when we need to be stalwart. I think that people who feel a sorrow at the horrors that happened in Manchester, who want to express their fellow feeling with the Jews of Surrey or the Jews of Britain, should think about appropriate charities to donate to. Because now the Jews are a religion that doesn't do, we don't do flowers when we're bereaved. We make donations. We need to balance the world and change the world. And that's what I think our neighbors should be helping us to do.